Schizophrenic accounting. Statism is the belief that it's a good thing some people are given a license to rob other people, because the robbers will spend the money more wisely than the people who have been robbed. History indicates that over time, there tends to be more robbery and less wisdom. The coercive apparatus of the state expands. There get to be more prisons, more police, more bureaucrats, more lawyers, and more laws. Government spending benefits fewer and fewer people. In the last few decades, the U.S. government has been on an extended crime spree. In the USA, 99% of armed robberies are perpetrated by federal, state, and local governments. Calling it taxation does not change the essential nature of the act. We could, and we should, reduce armed robbery by 99% by eliminating taxation. Shortly after the adoption of the U.S. Constitution, eliminating taxation wouldn't have substantially changed the average person's chance of being robbed, because the taxes were mostly tariffs collected at ports of entry. Statism can be seen as a delusional belief system that has much in common with schizophrenia. We have one group of people with both the delusion of grandeur and the trappings of power. And we have another group of people with both the delusions of having no power and an official designations as victims or taxpayers in the official doublespeak. Those with delusions of grandeur are the tax collectors and the people who are in charge of spending the collected taxes. The rest of us are the taxpayers. People may play both roles at different times. Social Security recipients spend collected taxes, but then they pay sales tax. It's a system that leads to ever-increasing complexity in an attempt to generate the illusion of fairness. But real fairness and coercion mix about as well as oil and water. When the people of the world get the courage and the wisdom to just say no to taxes, there will be economic growth like the world has never before seen. One way to illustrate how statism is like schizophrenia is to examine the state's accounting practices. The pundits and politicians talk as if a percent or two on the income tax makes a difference to the state's income. A little thought will tell you that's nonsense. Enumerated taxation is far from the full accounting of the income of the state and the people who work for the state. Even taxation that is officially supposed to be accounted for is often not measured or reported. The Pentagon has lost track of a whole lot of dollars every year for at least a decade. For some reason, exact figures are hard to come by. Budget documents, when they do exist, are designed to generate confusion, not clarity. There is no public monitoring or measuring of the Federal Reserve inflation tax. Spending details of this income stream are not subjects of public conversation, but I would guess that there are secret conversations in the halls of government about where the inflation tax goes. The inflation tax is taxation without information, much less representation. We don't know how much the tax will be. We don't know who spends it. And we don't know what they spend it for. And the inflation tax is a very regressive tax. It hits the poor first and hardest. There is no disclosure of the various black budgets of the intelligence agencies. Politicians talk about cutting welfare programs, but not auditing the Defense Department. Drug law, property seizures, and other drug war costs are not listed in this accounting, though they have the same negative effect on the economy as taxes. Who gets the income stream from the opium crop in Afghanistan? Discussions of the official budget assume that the official budget has some resemblance to the actual cash flows in the government. But that is manifestly and openly false. We have public discussions about the official budget and private discussions about the real budget. Our government is keeping two sets of books, one for the public and one for the crony capitalists. I don't know how much Federal Reserve tax has been collected, but it must be at least in the trillions, and we have no idea where it went or what we got for it. How crazy is that? The state is a loosely affiliated collection of coercive and fraudulent syndicates. The so-called leaders of this apparatus have little real control over the amount of plunder their minions extract from the populace at large. The only real way to reduce the state's income is to reduce the number of government minions. We can have a world with less coercion and more fairness. Reducing the number of people engaged in legal coercive activities would be a good first step. Coercion is counterproductive. Societies with increasing levels of coercion face decreasing standards of living. By definition, societies with increasing number of government employees have increasing coercion. Free societies have historically been prosperous societies, and there is no reason to believe that will change. Freedom works. Slavery sucks.